Here's today's Spotlight on Learning on WCHL. I'm Sandra Clifton, board-certified educational therapist, and this week our theme is on the power of nature to support our students. On Monday, we focused on the elementary school learner. Tuesday, we turned to kids in middle school. Wednesday, we looked at upper schoolers. And Thursday, we dove into the experiences of the highly sensitive student. Today is Friday, and we're finishing with a lens on the whole family. I love sharing resources and would like to highlight a few books for further reading. These are all adult-level books, and they might help you in the journey of green therapy. The first is by Roger Day. His book is called Therapeutic Adventure, 64 Activities for Therapy Outdoors. The second book is by Eva M. Selhub. Her book is called Your Brain on Nature, The Science of Nature's Influence on Your Health, Happiness, and Vitality. The third book is by Richard Louv, who I mentioned earlier this week. His book is called Last Child in the Woods, Saving Our Children from Nature Deficit Disorder. And finally, we have a book by Esther M. Sternberg, who is a doctor, called Healing Spaces, The Science of Place and Well-Being, which I absolutely loved. On a personal note, I want to share with you that after almost 14 years in New York City, I had to acknowledge that while a tree does grow in Brooklyn, the changing landscape of disappearing artists and innovators no longer supported me. It's a fact that the economic climate became beyond expensive, but I have to admit that I was homesick for the soothing sound of the breeze blowing through the pine trees. It's been amazing to return to my childhood roots and feel nourished by the beauty of North Carolina. I want to thank WCHL for taking a chance on me and the opportunity of sharing some thoughts on nature with you this week. So I'd like to close with a quote of the day by John Muir. I am well again. I came to life in the cool winds and crystal waters of the mountains. I'm Sandra Clifton, board-certified educational therapist. If you want to learn more, visit my blog on chapelboro.com.